Okay, everyone, I just ran into the next room and turned off the air conditioner so you don't have to hear all that fan noise. With me is my beloved, lovely friend, Sunshine.
Hey there.
It seems okay now? Can you hear me? Testing 1, 2, 3. Testing 1, 2, 3. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the ElectroMusic.com Chuck Show.
Again.
We're back on air. We had strange technical difficulties. And now I'm going to cue up some music. Okay, it says, okay, let's go. I've got to open up my music and load up some tunes. Going to load up some tunes here. And we're going to hear W. Monk. W. Monk once again. Here we go. Let's listen. Thank you. Okay, Trouble in Paradise, ladies and gentlemen. Sunshine is cursing me out for not being a good enough husband prototype. She's training me. Woof, woof. I beg and I obey. But no, it's not good enough for Sunshine. She says, I don't obey. But I do. I try to, anyway. I did the dishes. I put them away. I put the seat down. I did
the
ice.
As Yoda said, there is no try. There is only do.
Well, that's the problem, apparently, because I didn't clean out the refrigerator to her satisfaction. So, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? You're going to play more music.
You want to be a woman magnet?
Or not? Oh, yeah.
Well, hello.
Oh,
yeah. There's only one way to do
it. Well, I
got to
learn from this woman, that's for sure. Okay, let's let her spank you, Les.
I'll bring my paddle next time.
Thank you, sir. May I have another? All right, let's hear W. Monk 2, and then I'll tell you about W. Monk. He's our featured Chuckist of the Week. Just been examining the rings of Sunshine. I'm sorry.
Whatever. Hey, I don't mind what you call me as long as you call me.
That's right. That's right. And I call you all the time.
Just don't call me ma'am.
That's my mistake. I'm always saying yes, ma'am, when I should say yes, dear.
As long as you say yes.
You know, Carol's Sunshine's roommate, Steve, told me a funny joke. He said, in his marriage, he always got the last word. The last word was, yes, dear. Oh, okay, W. Monk. Let me call up the stuff I have on him. He's our featured Chuckist of the week. Here is something that he said. He said, "I'm W. Monk or Woody Monk. I've been chucking for a week now, after getting very inspired when listening to the show. I do have some programming skills, so I could relatively easily learn the basics of Chuck. Some personal details, 20 years old, living in Utrecht, the Netherlands. That's where Jan lives, Blue Hill. And I have a little bit more biographical information on him. He started programming when he was 10 years old, and he's 20 now, so he has 10 years of experience programming. He's a Linux user. He set up Chuck in the chat room. Within 15 minutes, he had a program, which was wmonk.mp3 that you heard. And shortly after that, he had wmonk 2. The guy is a fast learner. So that's our featured Chuckist. And bonus, we have another featured Chuckist who shall remain nameless that I'll reveal to you later in the show. Ooh, mystery. Mystery. Now we switch from beginners and we go to intermediates. And by the way, I'll remind you that the theme of the show is newbie to expert. We've got newbie songs, we've got intermediate songs, we've got expert songs. And I put myself in the intermediate category because although I've been chucking for a year and a half, you know, my music is not on par with some of the expert music. What can I say?
You know what's coming to Miami Beach?
What's coming to Miami Beach?
EXXXotica.
I want to see that. Triple Xotica?
EXXXotica.
What's going to happen on that show?
Well, it's going to cost a lot of people a lot of money to walk around and see women they can never have.
I want to see that.
Yeah.
I want to see naked women.
You go.
Okay, here is, let's see, Guitar Lab Rock 3, a song that I made just for the show and just for Sunshine. So let's give it a listen. By the way, I should mention that Sunshine went to Fetish Factory with Tall, Dark, and Handsome. And Fetish Factory is this place where you buy fetish wear to go to a fetish party. And she got a new outfit, a leather bustier with a, what do you call that feathery thing?
A boa, but it's a dress. It's a leather zip-up dress with buckles.
A leather zip-up dress with buckles. And I gave her some of my chainmail so that Tall, Dark, and Handsome could wear it.
It's Tall, Gray, and Handsome. Would you keep my men straight?
Well,
Tall, Dark, and Handsome is in Virginia. Tall, Gray, and Handsome is here. Well, and then there's Tall, Big Linebacker, Handsome Man that's here.
And there's the Fireman.
The Fireman. Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
And the Vampire.
The Vampire.
The Phantom.
The woman has a lot of men because she exudes sexuality and there's no question about it.
It's the sunshine.
It's the sunshine that does it, not the sensuality, but she has that too. And let's get back to the music.
You're prejudiced.
I'm what?
Prejudiced.
Against what?
Well, considering the fact I'm old enough to be your mother, you shouldn't be talking about me that way.
Well, I should treat you with more respect, shouldn't I?
Yes.
Well,
smack you upside of the head if you don't. I'm gonna pull your ear!
Ow! She just pulled my ear. Okay, mic's back on.
That sounded like the music I heard in my head when I was riding a horse in Arizona.
Oh, let's hear this story. This is a funny story.
Well, I could get on the horse with the aid of a step stool, but when I tried to get off the horse an hour later, my legs wouldn't exactly work.
They were numb.
I slide off the horse and immediately crumple to the ground.
Oh.
Embarrassed. But I had really nice cowboy boots on and a pink cowboy hat, so I looked good crumpled on the ground.
You always look good, Sunshine. You always look good. She looked good on the beach. On the beach Wednesday night when we went out for a dinner.
That's because I had clothes on.
Well, you look... Well, I haven't seen you without clothes.
You saw me in my don't go out in public bathing suit.
That's true.
That's I've next seen, to no
that's
clothes.
That's next to nothing.
I don't want to talk about it.
Okay, we're listening to Stooges, which is by Rob. It is Three Stooges do Zappa of Varese. Edward Varese or something. Ed Varese. I don't know Varese, but I know Stooges and I know Zappa. And that's what we're listening to. Very, very funny song. Oh no! We've gone to the next song, which is Wind by Antimon.
What is wrong with you? Get your timing on.
I know, my timing is off. So that was before, and now is after. And we're
can
listening
we go during one of these days?
We're going to work on that. Let's hear a little Wind. Okay, folks, that was Stooges. Was a very good song by Rob, who gave me that song on next up is Less Music. That's my music. Some music made using another program of mine. I'm at a loss for words, but I'm going to play some music. Here we go. Thank you. Okay, the mic is on and Ginger is barking. We're approaching the end. Welcome to the show, Ginger.
Oh, she has to get her 2 cents in.
Oh, yeah. Ginger the psychotic dog. I used to call her Ginger the neurotic dog, but now I call her Ginger the psychotic dog because that's what Sunshine called her. She wants love. Ginger wants love.
And why is she biting me?
She doesn't bite real hard, does she?
It doesn't matter. She's biting.
Oh, poor
Ginger. I don't like people that bite unless it's a little nip on the neck here and there.
You like that, don't you? Let's hear Key Jazz. Key Jazz made a wonderful song just for the show. It's called Sign Osk with Noise FM for DTTVB. I don't know what that means. But Key Jazz made it, so let's listen to it. And maybe we'll talk over it.
What is it? TTV?
DTTVB.
Oh, we can make something out of that.
I wonder what it is.
We can make something up to suit it. DTTVB. DTTVB.
It must be
dog
one of his
tired
friends.
Toonies. Very bad.
Oh, yeah. Very good. Very good. It's so nice to be with an intelligent woman. You can make up stuff on the fly.
I can do crossword puzzles too.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you know what? I finish it almost every day.
You do?
Yeah.
Sunshine is looking at a fetish wear page.
From last year's Exotica.
Last year's Exotica. And I see lots of women with lots of breasts and beautiful smiling
faces.
No.
Each woman only has 2 breasts.
Well, that's true.
Not lots of breasts per woman. You're going to give them the wrong idea.
Yeah. Well, I got to get it straight.
I don't see any old farts here.
No, they only show you the youthful pictures. Sunshine just made me another martini in a frosted martini glass. So I'm feeling mighty fine. And Ginger has calmed down. Ginger got some chicken tonight. DDTVB, Bill says. Dynamic digital tuning with variable bass. Huh, there you go. What a very nerdy thing to say, Bill.
Don't do TV Bear.
I used to watch TV Bear all the time. Of course, I don't own a TV anymore. I don't even watch TV. I gave them all away. I had 3 of them. Gave them away, spent my time on the internet instead. Sunshine was just chastising me. I did not take the trash out. I'm a very bad boy.
I wouldn't even go there if I were you. That's disgusting.
I know, and I haven't completely cleaned out the fridge either.
It's okay, I won't be coming back this time.
Oh, don't tell me that.
Yep.
It'll be done. It'll be done. Don't worry.
Yep.
Don't worry. It'll be done. Because I want you back.
I have to cut you off to get anything done, don't I?
I did the dishes today.
It's not enough.
I put the seat down.
Not enough.
I put the dishes away.
Not enough. There
I
is
banged.
No try.
There is only do.
That's my new motto.
So says Yoda. There is no try, there is only do.
Mom and I lived together for years and years and years and years and years, and we had this expression whenever a guy did something stupid or something typically male, we looked at each other and said, he's only a man.
Oh, what can I say? Only
I mean,
a man.
Not that we're against men. We like men.
They're just men.
Yeah. They can't help themselves.
We're like dogs.
Well, you gotta love them or leave them, whatever. And I'd rather love them than leave them.
There you go. So I think I'll turn the mic off and we can listen to Key Jazz's song a little bit more. Here we go with Key Jazz, Sign Off. Okay, that's the end of that song. Now that was the end of intermediates, and we're getting into the expert section. The theme of the show was beginner or newbie to expert. And we already got into the expert section with Key Jazz Sinosk. Next is Electra Indian by Michael Hammond from 2005 for assignment to a Plork. A Plork member from 2005. Let's give it a listen. Thank you. Chair dancing to the song. She loves this electro Indian song.
Coding
I love to see the lady dance.
Cause when I'm feeling this language makes it alright.
That's what makes it alright.
Our data types are strong.
Paths
we give
strong.
Our programs for free.
Cause
so turn the music on.
Turn the music
Come
on.
Talk with me.
Chuck
it up.
Is that playing?
Chuck it down.
Chuck Hack it Chuck up. Is playing.
Let the stress
out. Chuck it up.
Chuck a little bit of a mistake there. Let's hear the Hack Chuck.
Chuck it up.
Chuck it up.
Get the syntax
bring
and
it
the
style.
Down.
Simba, 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 Simba.
Everybody have fun tonight.
Everybody
have
Chuck tonight.
Hack Chuck tonight.
Everybody have fun tonight.
This was the song that Perry Cook made for Kellogg's graduation when he got his PhD in 2007.
Deep in the CPU, the VM thrashes about.
But I'm not hearing this.
We have concurrency.
You're hearing it about
an exact sense of time.
2 seconds later than it actually
played. Oh, baby, chug with me. To help me finish this rhyme.
Does not compute.
Chuck it up.
Spork down.
Let's do the time warp.
Let the stretch your hand of time.
My brain is a time warp.
Spork down.
Chuck it up. Get the syntax and the style. Everybody have fun tonight.
Everybody wear a chunk tonight.
Everybody have fun tonight.
Yeah, same here.
Now I know the reason I love
everybody has chuck tonight.
I just don't
everybody.
Oh, you'll see
it. Everybody want chuck tonight. Across the nation, all around the world. Everybody has chuck tonight. Celebrations
of so
the world.
I can't think of a more appropriate moment than the end of Hack Chuck to feature our second Chuckist of note, our Chuckist of the week. We had W Monk, but now I have a big surprise for you. We are featuring the Chuckist who is the one true Chuckist of all, the amazing Gawang. Let me stop the song and just talk. Gawang sent me an email. He always answers his email. He loves his fans. And he told me these things about himself. He said, Gawang was born in 1977 in Beijing, which makes him 11 years younger than me. So I feel like an old fart, which I am. And then his first instrument was, believe it or not, the accordion at age 7. He played the accordion. And then he came to Atlanta with his parents in 1986 at the age of 9. And guess what? Ga is a guitarist. He started playing guitar at the age of 13. He went to high school in Overland Park, Kansas. Hello, Ginger. I don't know. Oh, Sunshine is going to go. Calm down, Ginger. Poor Ginger is barking up a storm. And, Ginger was fed, but she's still, you know what?
Shut up! I kid you! I kid you! I kid you!
Ginger! Ginger! Ginger!
I kid you! 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 I kid you!
I don't think Go would mind that his intro is his featured. Ginger, sit. Ginger, sit. Stay. Ginger is... Carol is chasing Ginger around the room. We're having a blast. We're having a blast. I think we've had enough martinis, but no, the night is young. And also, Gar went to Duke University, which is right by my old stomping grounds in North Carolina State University. In fact, I worked with some people from Duke. And he majored in computer science.
I was born near Duke.
Taking many music classes. You were born near Duke?
Yeah, I was born in Raleigh. Duke is in Durham.
You were born in Raleigh?
Raleigh, North Carolina. No, wait, I wasn't born in Raleigh.
How could you be born
in Raleigh? I was born
near
Raleigh.
Oh.
In Henderson.
Hendersonville.
No, Henderson.
Henderson.
Hendersonville's in the mountains.
Oh. Well, I lived in Raleigh for umpteen years, and I had a really wonderful time there until the crisis happened. But that's not here nor there. She's whipping me with a chain that I made. I'm going to make her another chain so she can whip me even harder.
Whip you into shape has a whole new meaning.
That's right. That's right. So Ga went, and he went on to Princeton from 2001 to 2007. And he we're running over time, so I'll finish up real quick. Started working on Chuck with Perry in 2002. Started his assistant professorship at Karma in 2007. And he founded Slark, the Slark. He founded Smule.
I don't even know what those words mean.
They're like music stuff. They're like music on the iPod.
So I still haven't figured out how to work my iPod, so it doesn't matter.
Okay, folks, the show is over. We're running over time. We had 10 minutes of delay. Let's just give a hooting holler for Sunshine, who made the show, and Ginger, who barked her way onto the show.
Psychotic bitch.
The psychotic bitch, Ginger. And Jan, would you please switch us off now? We're done. We're done. We're done.
Everybody have fun tonight.
Everybody wang chung tonight.
I like that song.
Oh, I'm definitely going to send it to you.
What's that?
Time magazine article. I don't know.